So when he got where he could sure enough run him like he wanted to, that's what he did. And this joker ran off the road, I was told, and hit my dog. He ran, he meant to do it. He told him, you keep on running me, I'm going to kill you one of these days. Excuse me. And he did it. And he didn't even say a word to me. He didn't even come and say, look, I'm sorry I hit your dog. He went and told my father that, hey, I hit that dog, that was, you keep running behind me, and, you know, things like that. He didn't even tell me anything. And that same week, his boat sunk. He had a little crab boat, boat sunk, and his motor, yeah, he told me how much he spent on his motor. I said, yeah, that's what you got for killing my dog.
You know? Come back to you. Right.
You just reaping what you sowed.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. What terms would you have for a dog that's not any special breed, but just a...
A sooner. That's what everybody called him in the air. He'll be a sooner.
Okay. And what about the cows, the male and the female and the young ones? What are the different terms for those?
The male we call bulls. The female, I think, we call a heifer. And the calves were the small ones.
Okay. How about sheep or goats?
I don't know very little about them. I know that you do have the... Do the male, I think it was a ram, I'm not sure. And the female, I'm not sure about the sheep and goats. I don't know anything about those. Okay. I think, well, I do know one that's called the male, I think it was called a billy, I believe. If I'm not
billy
mistaken,
goat.
A billy goat. I think he was the male, I'm not sure. And then Nanny was the female. I don't know about anything about the sheep. I've heard those terms now. It may not be right, but I've heard. I'm just assuming that the female was a nanny. Maybe the little ones were nannies. I don't know.
What about the hogs?
The male were called bull. We call them a bull. Or B-O. I don't know how it was spelled, but they call them a bull. B-O, I guess. And, the sows or the females.
Okay.
And the one that was castrated was called Barrel. A Barrel. B-E-R-R. I don't know W. I don't know how to spell how that, what the correct spelling for that, but he was a castrated male. And they would castrate him. Well, if he had enough males on the yard to take care of the breeding, you know, and he had one or two extra, and especially if he wasn't a thoroughbred or a good breed of male, he would castrate him. And then they would butcher him for after he's, well, I don't know, after he had been castrated for some time, the old folks said when all the rankness would go out of him, you know, from him being a male, then he was fit to kill. You see what I'm saying? I guess you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, they say the meat's different somehow.
The meat was rank, or he had his rankness from being a male hog was still there, but then after he had gone for several months or year, I don't know how long it took, then he was eligible for butchering. He was ready to be butchered. And they would butcher. And then those are, I'm not sure, but I think most of the ones that were butchered was the males that were castrated.
Do you remember killing any hogs?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of the meat would they use out of it? What were some of the cuts?
All of them. From the head on up, from the foot on up. They would,